Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to kick this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. We are hanging out with a very special guest today. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, reintroduce yourself to the people at home.
Well, thank you, Elliot. And I guess good morning to your listeners. And you know, it was nice to be back on the air. Of course, I'm a counselor within the region, but today we're here to talk about the know-how group.
Yes, so please, let's get started with that. Oh, you know what? Before we get started with that, we got to give a big shout out to our title sponsor, though, Norrell Toyota. Thank you, Norrell. We do appreciate your ongoing support. So,
and on that note, I want to add to Norrell Toyota and Nimmer, the Najmadine family, have always been personal friends.
Yep.
Not only that, but always giving back to the community, from junior golf to the All Barons. So good on you. And I think I'm not wrong, which I am several times.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see the new I-beams, you know, of the new showroom on the corner of Morrison down there.
That's right.
And, you know, to build a new building in this adverse conditions and times, good for you, Nimmer, and family. And also want to say, Fad, Najmadine, you're only gone a month, but we already miss you. And thanks for your contribution to our company, I should say our community.
That's right.
And junior golf and growing that program.
There we go. Now let's talk about KnowHaw, because people at home need to know about the group, what you guys do, when it started. Let's start.
So basically, Chief Vern hired me after I was unemployed for about 3 months, probably a very low time in my life. Akon sold its mining assets, and you know, I was out of work, and at 52 was a pretty shitty feeling. But you know, through doing a bit of work for Chief Jim Bougier, with you know, a partnership between KMC and Fort McKay, that was a, you know, a bit of work, and but it was January 27th when Chief Vern called me. I was coming back from a golf tournament, which I lost severely.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of fun. It was, he called and asked me to do some work. And I guess he didn't know that I was already turned down by one of his.
Mm.
But you know what? He asked me to go to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
He picked me up in the industrial park at Janvier. And from there, we rekindled an old friendship that started at the top of the All Sands Hotel back in the 80s.
All right.
And if there's one thing I know about Chief, he shares the same passion about life is simple and we just complicate it.
Right.
But always make sure the kids and the elders are looked after. And
right.
That's something that's been a staple in my life and will carry on to be.
So as far as KnowHaw is concerned, I know you have a number of partners. What are the services that you guys offer?
So we provide a fully turnkey business from anchor bolts down to anchor bolts up. You know, a mix of 24 partners, anything from engineering. And in the future, we look at a P3 program that could benefit the community. So basically, we had CP Ventures that had some old partners, new partners. And then with industry's help, and you know, like Akon is a prime example, they were the first ones that I went to because obviously, if you spent 10 years in that capacity with Akon, and a guy like John Singleton, that, you know, was a great mentor and a boss that believed in making teams. And you know, like A6N, for example, that's in Northern Ontario, is a perfect example of when companies have a true relationship with Indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
And know-how came from not me, it came from the elders of Jiangmei, and know-how means for us. So every bit of business that we take in should benefit the over 1,000 members.
Mm-hmm.
We have members in Lalage, Calgary, Edmonton, Fort McMurray, Jiangmei.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess we have to make sure my role as a CEO of know-how is to work with the partners, work with the industry, work with the public tender system to ensure that I deliver through our partners the nutrition to build a community.
That's right. And you guys give a lot back for sure for the kids and the elders.
Well, I appreciate the chief and his simple words. And the words were a mom and dad, a grandpa or grandma, or anybody's happy when the kids are clean, got warm pajamas, and their bellies are full, and they got a safe place to sleep. So I take that to heart every day that I go to work.
That's right.
And no matter what gets in the way, at the end of the day, you can't lose sight of what the know-how group has committed to Chipewyan Prairie First Nation.
Right.
And all its members.
That's right. How many partners do you guys have at know-how now?
We would have 24 to 25 partners.
Yeah.
Like Onyx Medical Services, you know, they're anywhere from Suncor to Meg, CNRL.
Yeah.
You know, they're growing their business with the nation.
Great.
We have Golden Arrow, you know, doing a bus service.
Yeah.
So basically, soup to nuts.
Yeah.
Our know-how group can take a worker, train a worker, civil work. We have partners in camps and catering, maintenance, fabrication, you know, with the commitment by 2050 to be carbon free.
Yeah.
So that means opportunity for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do we always have great partners? Probably not. Are we always the best at what we do? I think we are. And, you know, there's... I guess there's a stigma that comes with every job. There's a past, but rather than look in the past, we look to the future. And, you know, Chief Fern was reelected in April, and I don't get too involved in the band politics or anybody's politics because I have the full of my plate.
That's right.
At City Hall myself.
That's right.
And I just finished 5 terms of being a Catholic school board trustee, and there's nobody gets scrutinized or judged than a good Catholic.
Right.
You know, yeah. And my Indigenous goes back, you know, Teresa Bride, she taught in Wabascaw, Demaray. And then my cousin Betty was over there, and Lynette were over there in Peace River.
Right.
So along that way, when I worked for Fording Coal, my days off, I used to go out and watch the guys hunt and fish. Denny Cardinal up in Wabascaw, you know, he used to keep me busy when school was in.
Yeah.
So I don't believe in, you know, weird stuff, but to end my career working for Chief Fern and where I started.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, Chief Walkman, Chief Bougier, Chief Powder, you know, Tuckeroo, the Bougiers. You know, I've always had a connection to the Indigenous people, but that's where I started. You know?
That's right.
Rick Grandjam and Fort McKay, we used to go on our, you know, we'd get to Fort McKay and we were supposed to go snowmobiling further on, but, you know, after a big scoff that his wife used to cook, the only thing we needed was a couch.
Yeah.
And then you used to have to drive back to the river in the nighttime by myself.
Yeah.
So it really, really nice to see the wolf, the logo, with some other companies like LN Developments, for example, Lance Norman and Danielle and their family. You know, they've given back to the community lots, but you know, he's grown his company lots. And
yeah,
pretty cool story. He worked with me in the field,
right?
And I remember on a Friday one time he came to me and said, "You know, I got some bad news. I'm leaving." I said, "Well, what would we do to you?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm going to start my own business." You know, and I shook his hand, and you know, again, this was kind of fitting because I went back to a lot of people I used to work with, or you know, at KMC, like for example, Mr. Klemke, he passed away a couple months ago, but you know, he bought his company back a few years ago, and we kept in touch, and you know, through my own trouble, I reconnected with him in the last year or so, and I remember Dan calling me on a Tuesday night, and he said, "You know, Jack passed away," and it was hard to believe because I had talked to him one day, and Dan says, "You know, Jack had your number in his pocket, and there's one thing that working for Jack Klemke, he'd never tell you what to do, but he'd suggest."
Right.
And every suggestion that Jack Klemke gave me, I took.
That's right.
And part of this whole know-how thing is to work with people that I worked for, you know, probably 25, 30 years ago. And, and now I got a chance to work with a nation that's, you know, one of the five First Nations in Treaty 8, and maybe haven't got their fair share of the work. And that comes with a lot of challenges, but if you're respectful of the process, and I've learned through Chief Fern not to get excited, because there's just one guy I learned from his mistakes is me.
Yeah.
I wasn't always the best guy, you know. I was at Klemke, and I remember I used to go to work at, I don't know, 3:34 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I had some good home support. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd change a little bit of that, but I remember a superintendent used to bug him. Mm-hmm. Because I always wanted to make sure that the guy coming to work was looked after.
Right.
But I wasn't always that guy, because when I had my own shift, C shift at Klemke, there wasn't another shift in the mining business that was any better doing what they were doing.
Right.
And sad to say, half of them are gone today.
Yeah.
But I've had some valued times in the region.
Yeah.
And to go back and partner this and where I'm coming from, like take Pond One at Suncor, or take, you know, Carter's Hill. I had the luxury, if you will, to manage some of them jobs.
Right.
Or even be a truck driver on those jobs.
Yeah.
Or a grader operator.
That's right.
Like on the highway berm.
Yeah.
And it comes back to respecting the land, because if you were there to see the first few loads of buffalo dropped off, and to see what Torchy Pete and Brad and those guys done with the, you know, the Fort McKay arm.
Yeah.
And when we done the East Hoe berm, you know, to see the you know, the wolves and the buffalo come back, you know, it's
something else.
Yeah.
Something else, man.
And it comes back with the spirit of know-how.
There you go.
Know-how is for us, and I believe that the minerals that are in the ground, if they're extracted responsibly, they'll get a chance to grow the not only the indigenous community, but they'll grow the whole community, because collectively, just off the top, there's $1 billion worth of business done in this region.
That's right.
And that's just a tap in, because there's over, you know, there's more work to do, and there's more respect for the relationships. And I think that the days are gone where, you know, you can just hook up to anybody and things are going to work. You still got to work. And most of all, you still have to pick partners that run safely.
There we go. And on that note, we're going to throw it to Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
All right, and we're back. Thank you, Carrie. All right, Keith, while we're on the topic of that, let's just jump into, if anybody's interested in getting in contact with Noha, may it be somebody who's looking for work at one of the partners, or maybe there's companies out there that want to become a partner of Noha. How does that relationship work? How do you start? What's the starting point?
Well, you know, as I'm as blunt as Chief Byrne, I think that we're at capacity for partners.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to overlap our business. We have contracts with partners that we respect.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, you know, we'd look to probably shrink. But employment,
yeah,
it's a challenge in our region. But anybody that wants to reach out to the Noha Group, it's nohagroup.ca.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be anybody or of any type or any stripe to apply with one of those groups of people, because every partner we have, I think, are looking for people.
That's right.
And I think it's not just a Fort McMurray problem or a Wood Buffalo problem. I think it's a provincial problem that,
that's right,
you know, on my other hat, politicians, we need to get out of the way of business and probably do more to support the business.
Yeah. It's interesting. I do a bit of HR consulting still on top of the marketing. And it's one of those things where when I sit down with clients and they're like, hey, where did everybody go? Say, like, hey, the baby boomers have retired. You got to recruit differently now. It's not the same as it used to be.
Yeah. You know, I would say, Elliot, you're bang on. There was, you know, these couple of years of COVID that really separated a lot of things, fact and fiction. You know, there was, you know, highs and lows here. Don't forget there was people here that in our region that were probably getting, you know, anywhere from $200 to $250 a day to stay here and work. You know, they collect the house and all of a sudden, you know, you have a daily income of $1,400, $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple of days of that and you got your place paid for and the rest is, you know, in your pocket.
That's right.
So what we have to do, I guess, is respect Mother Earth and hopefully we'll extract from the airways, the people that fly over us will start to be part of the community.
That's right.
Because I don't think there's any good in leaving dad or mom behind you for 20 or 21 days and doing that for 10 or 12 years, or even for a couple of years, you know. But you got to do, the thing people have to respect is you got to do what you can to support your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I know myself, when I was laid off, those 3 months that I was laid off were probably the saddest, darkest 3 months I had in my life because, you know, you bring kids in the world, they want braces.
Mm.
You gotta get braces. You want to provide a better life for your kids, and this is what the theme of Noha for us. Nobody wants a handout.
Mm-hmm.
We want to work for what we got. We have partners that are willing to train our members. There's lots of people in the community that have reached out to hire our people. And like, we are, like, unlike any other region, anybody that wants to work are working.
Yeah.
But we need to, I think the social piece we need to get right.
Mm-hmm.
We need some supports in mental health, in good health care, nutrition. And I just want to say that I have, Najwa to thank for our community, and along with the Wayne, the local Freshco operator, because now we have food going to the nation that's managed, and that's one of the things that you got to hold steadfast. No matter if you're a city councilor, a school board trustee, anybody that got a heart, I think two people you need to look after in life. You need to look after the kids, you need to look after the elders, and that's why us middle people look for ways to support those people, because at the end of the day, that's the ones that count on you most.
There you go. And on that note, Keith, we're going to wrap it up, because I know that camera's about to die, so I want to thank you very much for inviting myself and the viewers at home into your house. Always a pleasure. I know you'll be coming back again and again and again, so I look forward to the next time we sit down and chat.
Well, we appreciate it, Elliot, and the best of luck with your business. I know it's social media. I some people think I love them. I guess it's just the nature of the beast.
That's right. There you go. Well, thank you for your support. For McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. I hope everybody else is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.